This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. I've got to tell you, I have just had it with this woke culture being thrust upon us by liberals and the entire administration of President Joe Biden. Frankly, if I never hear the term equity again, it will be way too soon. Of course, it's always followed by some version of racial discrimination of one type or another, you know. Am I going to get nasty response to this view? Probably. But unlike the national lapdog media, I simply call it like I see it, without the inherent bias our liberal media displays and confirms on a daily basis. Let's just look at the pathetic examples of President Biden's cabinet secretaries. He came out right out of the gate and proclaimed, "I will have the most diverse cabinet ever assembled." Well, he succeeded. Instead of putting individuals who were the most qualified in these most important positions, he chose his cabinet based on woke, equity, and, of course, racial lines. Just take a look at the clowns that he has around him. Start with that transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg. He was a small-town mayor and a failure, by most accounts, who had grandiose ideas of suddenly becoming the president. Well, when that failed, Biden jumped in and named him to a position he is absolutely unqualified to serve, and he proves it every day. Then, when given the opportunity to appoint a judge to a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court, he proudly announced he would only nominate a black female. No white females or other minority females or males in general. Isn't that the textbook definition of discrimination? Well, of course it is. But it checked another of those woke equity boxes for him. Now the campaign gained speed with all the talk about reparations. Reparations for what? No one alive today was ever subject to slavery, and the country has come a long way in equal rights for everyone. Now, they even want to rewrite the classic Ian Fleming James Bond novels to make sure that they are culturally acceptable. Really? Well, finally, things are changing a bit. A college in South Carolina is now deleting any references to the woke agenda from its operations. And several states are now moving to remove the woke agenda that's been built up there for the last several years. Now, I'll tell you what. I'm being tired of being told I should be ashamed and apologize for being a white male. Well, I'm not going to do it. Frankly, I've had my fill of this entire woke campaign. You know what I think? America needs to get back to what made America great. What is that? It's hard work, family, and responsibility for each one's actions. That's what will make America great again, not the liberal agenda. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.